ISKCON was established there, and where he used to sit and to give Diksha or Harina initiations. I've seen there, I've paid respect there, so I'm so much fortunate to come and to pay my respect to him. I think he will be very glad to meet me here. He is always here also, not in India only, not in Vrindavan. He can manifest his body lakhs and lakhs everywhere, in the heart of every disciple he may be, pure defiles. Even in Vrindavan, Navadvip Dham, so many, he can manifest his body, because his body is not material, but spiritual. So, I am praying in his lotus feet that any day I should be qualified to touch his lotus feet dust, so that I can realize all his teachings and I will practice in my life. I also pray him to bestow his mercy to all, to know that what was his glory. So I know that he is also in friendly terms to me, and he is always bestowing his mercy. He had dressed me here and all the places where he touched this land, Western countries, and where first his Krishna consciousness touched this Western country's soil. Gaur Pramana. I also met my old friend, Sri Dhanurdhar Maharaj. Yes, he is so much merciful to me. He has always helped me when going in ISKCON temple, Balram, Krishna, Vrindavan. Sometimes coming to me with Swami Tamal Krishna, Giriraj Maharaj, and all, I remember all the days. I will think that they are my eternal friends, and they always have mercy to me, and they will always help me to this for develop my bhakti. Gaur Pramana.
Yeah, we'd like to, on behalf of all the residents of Shishi Gaurinath Mandir, thank you for coming, seeing our beloved deities, and pay tribute to our beloved Srila Prabhupada.
I'm indebted to you all that you have invited me, and I came to this place. So I think myself so proud of this. If anything wrong I have done, by your own qualification, you can forgive me.